Unit 9, Relationships.
2. Listening.
A Call from Aunt Lucy.
Dialogue 1.
Listen to the dialogue and fill in the blanks.
Mary's residence.
Hello, Mary. This is Aunt Lucy speaking. May I speak to your mother?
Sorry, she isn't home. May I take a message?
Thank you so much, but it's not necessary. When will she be back?
Late this afternoon. Do you want her to call you back?
Yes, please. See you then.
Bye.
Dialogue 2.
Listen to the dialogue and repeat. Mary, did you live with your parents in your childhood?
No, my father died when I was very young. I grew up with my mother.
I'm sorry to hear that. Your mother must have worked hard to support the family.
Yes, she worked as a secretary in an office. After a long day's work, she came back home and cooked dinner and helped me with my homework. My mother had to do everything by herself.
It must have been very difficult for her.
It was, but she never complained. And in fact, she spent almost all her free time with me.
Your mother really gives you a lot of love.
Yes, so she does.
B.
Listen again and tick the words to describe Mary's mother.
5. Reading.
Parents move in.
It's time to head off to college, and you're getting ready to leave the nest. But wait, who's right there next to you packing up their stuff? Surprise! It's Mom and Dad. They're moving with you to college. In a new trend in the U.S., parents are following their children to college by either moving to the same town or buying a second home in the area. While having parents nearby might have benefits, some students fear they could lose freedom that comes with college. Chicago U.S. 11th grader Dara Thomas said her mom is considering moving with her wherever she goes, but she would rather experience college on her own. But not all students are against this idea. Danielle Marks, a 12th grader, said she's comfortable with her parents' decision to build a vacation home in Palm Beach, Florida.
8.
The joy of English.
Love. The love for your parents is an exceptionally special love. This love, as any other sincere love, must be honest and be shared by both parents and children. Children can always share their happiness and sadness with their parents. The love of parents is a great support in their children's lives. It will remain with them and help them overcome all difficulties and make them feel secure. The children's love for their parents is the parents' best reward. The love of friends is always important to us. There is hardly anyone who can live without friends. When we grow up and leave home, friends take the place of parents. The love of friends may also endure for all of our lives. Even though we may not have the opportunity to visit each other, it may be kept alive over many years by correspondence.